Hello and welcome back to the Finally Quit Porn podcast. I hope you're doing well today. I am on a mission to help people permanently quit porn and live with mental freedom. So in this episode, what I want to just do is share a letter which I think is quite powerful. And I'm literally sat at my desk. I was about to meditate and then I looked down and I just wanted to like have a look through one of my old journals. So I found this letter, and this is basically a letter about what I'm not willing to live with. It was actually part of the program that I did with Mary last year, and I want to share it because I think it's quite powerful, and then I'll share why I want to get this message across. So this is the letter. Okay, I'm just going to go from the start. Crippling shame and unwanted debilitating fatigue. Never-ending thoughts of, am I doing this right? My confidence punched in the face, my own doing. Fear someone will find out. Thoughts of, I'm not good enough. I can't connect with people. I don't deserve anything, especially not love from a woman. A split mind, outwardly social, funny and confident, whilst inside a young child is constantly scared, out of his depth. Pain. What's the point? My senses are so messed up that I easily bump into people. I find it hard to lose myself in the moment, and I no longer trust myself. But this will be the last time ever, right? I say to myself. It's okay, I learned something new. This will really help me. I lie. You could give me everything I've ever wanted, the whole world, and I'd shrug. Nothing matters that much. It's mostly darkness. Right, well, that was fun, so apologies for that. If you've just woken up, you've had a coffee, you may be on your way to work, and then someone just hits you with that absolute nightmare of a letter. Apologies. Okay, so what I'll do actually, I think I have another letter here. So we'll go with some benefits as well. Okay, so we've got connection, curiosity, love. I care for others. I step out of my own mind and I notice the world around me. I see that bird, that tree, that smile. I notice the friendships, the laughs, the fun. I am part of it all. I am here now. I like this. I love this. Moments pass by and my heart is warm, tender, open. Possibilities all around. I want to share. I am accepting of it all. Even the occasional challenging feeling. It is okay. I can handle it. I can handle anything really. Life feels amazing. Sex is fun, playful, no worries. Football flows freely. Nice passes being made, lost in the moment. I'm with a group of people, making others laugh. It's not about me, it is about life. All I could ever want is right here, alone, or with other people. I am full, worthy, and deserving of love and connection. It's interesting because I actually wrote this second one last year, and that wasn't too long after having a relapse. And so it's weird looking back because I actually feel like all of the things I've wrote in this one are like true, like these are in my life right now. I've literally come home from football today, I scored about 3 or 4 goals. It's only 5 aside and we absolutely destroyed this team 15-6. But anyway, yeah, just like totally out of my head now. I used to be living in my head, you know, anxious all the time, and as I said, like in my remember letter, there was a lot of problems kind of going on. You know, I kind of felt out of my depth at times and had that pain. So finding it hard to lose myself in the moment and no longer trusting myself. So there's just a lot of overthinking. And I wasn't really able to embrace life, embrace connection, embrace just doing the things I love doing. Whereas I feel like now I am. And so what I just really, really want to get across in this podcast, I wasn't intending to do a podcast today, but I looked down and I was like, I have to share this with the guys who are listening to this podcast. So what I want to get across is just that relapsing is not part of the journey. If you compare these two lists, they contrast so, so much. There is just a massive difference between these two lists. One is about how I feel after relapsing, and the other is how I feel when I don't relapse and I actually choose to face the urges and I say no to them. And when you're stuck in an addiction, everything gets blurred and you can't see this distinction. That's what I believe. So if you've been listening a while, you'll know I've not gone like years without porn, But I have gone through a lot of urges now over the last few months, and I have not relapsed once this year. And I truly believe that's going to remain the same for the rest of this year and every year to come, because I now have a method to deal with urges and I understand junkie thinking very, very, very well, I suppose. You know, I see those thoughts come up. I still have urges now and then. I still have challenging days and still feel alone or down at times. You know, I'm a human being and that's okay. But I feel like I have a tool now to deal with all of that. And what I just really want to get across is how when you're in that addiction, your mind will blur the difference between the benefits of actually choosing not to engage in this compulsive behavior and looking at it. And so the two lists become almost like merged. So you can't actually see how this is destroying your life. You can't see how your mental health is being affected and how you're not actually reaching your potential, because the addiction takes over. And so it's going to spin you out. It's going to create all kinds of junky thinking. You're going to have thoughts like, well, I'll do it for this reason because of this. And you're going to have excuses, rationalizations. And that's what we call junky thinking. As I've said before, in the first few weeks with Mary, I was literally arguing with her. I was trying to, I don't know, a part of my mind, the addictive part of my mind, was trying to find flaws in the Beyond Compulsion method. And so I kept on resisting this method, and we went back and forth, and she helped me see the lights. She helped me understand that that was just my addicted mind talking. And then I woke up the next day and I apologized. So this is the thing: when you're in the midst of an addiction, you may not be able to see how much damage this is causing your life. And so I suppose if there's one bit of advice I would be that I'd recommend, you know, having listened to this, if you want to actually take a practical step towards permanent freedom, what I would do is write down, like just go and get a journal and write down how this is actually impacting your life, and just get really real, like honest, just really see reality, and do it when you're actually in a good state, when you are thinking rationally. Because when you're going through addiction, a lot of the time your mind is being taken over by like the addicted part of the mind. And so you're not able to really see reality, because you're going to have all these junky thoughts. And it takes time to filter them out. And sometimes you do benefit from having someone there to kind of share those junky thoughts with. And that's what our program's partly built upon. But if, you know, you're not able to join the program or you don't want to, that's totally okay as well. Like, we're really just trying to get this message out there that addiction is often underestimated, and there's so much that you can do on your own as well to get you closer towards permanent freedom. So yeah, what I'd really recommend doing is two things, actually. Number one, write down how this problem is impacting your life and just get really honest about it, and like write down how your life would be after addiction. And then the other thing you can start doing as well, if you want another practical tip, is start to write down any excuses, rationalization, junky thoughts that come up that justify the behavior. So there's two practical tips there that you can take away from this podcast, and hopefully that will help you. But I think this is the problem that a lot of people have when they're going through addiction, is they try and excuse or rationalize the behavior, and they actually underplay how bad this situation is, how much it's impacting their life. And the thing is as well, like, you may still have a really good life overall. Like, your life may be good, but it just could be so, so much better if you were free of this addiction. It's like, my life for the last 4 years has been pretty good, I would say. I'm not going to, you know, sit here and record a podcast and say I was some porn addict who was sitting around just like looking at porn all the time, because I wasn't. I've been out playing football and seeing friends and socializing and building a business and working and reading and going on holidays for the last like 4 years, and that's been cool. But my life is nowhere near as good as it is now, having actually quit this addiction. It's like, it's almost like the Pareto law, like 80-20. And that final 20% just matters so much. It's like, I'm now able to actually fulfill my potential and really find meaning in my life and connect with people better. And it's just so, so worth it. It just is so worth it. And I want this for everyone listening. So I hope this podcast does help you. It is 100% possible to permanently quit porn. Forget what everyone else out there says about you like living with this indefinitely. That, you know, you don't have to be that guy. You can quit this permanently. And I want that for you. So if you have enjoyed this podcast and you want more resources to help you quit, I do send out regular emails. I sent one out today as well. So that's some of my best work, I would say, is actually in an email, because I'm probably a much better writer than I am a talker. I don't even know if talk is a word. Like, that literally proves my point. But yeah, go and sign up for the emails. I'll send out regular emails, maybe like once or twice a week. Don't wanna like do too many, but at the minute it's about once a week. And that's just packed full of information about like the neuroscience of quitting. There's more snippets of the Beyond Compulsion method there. And you'll also get a free training upon signing up. So yeah, make sure to do that if you do want more resources, like more help. And stay tuned for more episodes. So thanks a lot for listening. We've got another one with Mary coming out soon. And yeah, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Let's get it.